Shazam, ladies and gentlemen of Podcast Land, it is I, Ponkin, here with a slightly belated second anniversary blooper reel. That's right, Who Back When has had its second birthday.
What?
You say, yes, wah, indeed, your wahs are perfectly legitimate. Our humble podcast turned 2 years old, actually about 2.5 weeks ago. Yep, we share an anniversary with our cousins in the West, because our first ever ep dropped on the 4th of July. So anyway, I'm sorry for not dropping this year's edition of our now 2-installments-old annual anniversary blooper reel until now. I was away for a few weeks, which is also why we haven't recorded as many new eps this past month, but whatever. We're now back in the saddle again, and to inaugurate what is already this 3rd year of Who Back When, I just want to say, holy smokes, people. Thank you so much for all of your support, and your compliments, and your mini-reviews, and all your awesome advice. Keep them coming. We love hearing from you all. Let us know we're not just shouting into the ether, you know? And it continues to blow our collective mind hole how lovely and rocktastic you marvellous chaps and chapettes are. You guys are fantastic. Okay, I will shut up now. Here you go. The belated second anniversary, annual anniversary blooper reel. Trademark Who Back When. Toodle pip.
Find your aura. Cleanse.
Just warming up my instrument here.
Oh. Who Back When.
Garbage cabbage.
Hello.
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 Oh, that's...
Okay, so...
Look how much of a laugh I got for that.
Laughing. Laughing is good for the levels.
Rock on.
Shamalamading-dong, people.
Catch you on the flap side. What happened to that?
Oh, yeah, catch you on the flap side. That was awesome. Why do I not use that in everyday life?
You should.
I know why, because people don't know me as Flapjack in the real world.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah, okay. That'd be why. I should start introducing that slowly over a period of months. Like, I'll get Flapjack used as the nickname, and
you should.
Then every time I leave the office...
Remember where it started, man. Right here.
Catch you on the flap side. In fact, I might just start saying that and confusing everyone.
Yeah, do it.
That'd be quite fun.
Let's pop that in here now.
Okay, cool.
So pretty much all you do is you sell your semen encrusted tissues on eBay and money. Sorry. Oh, hello, welcome to...
That was a well more thought out joke in your head, wasn't it?
It was.
I had a pithy punchline.
I remembered I had a joke I was going to make and then I couldn't remember what it was.
It's called Doctor Who, Daleks Invasion, Earth 2150 AD, in Technicolor.
Right, okay.
Copyrights, Sugar Puffs.
Okay, okay.
Boring, stereotypical characterization of Victorian army commanders and Kung Flu bloody monks.
I think you said Kung Flu there.
I'll try that one again. And Kung Fu bloody monks.
Red lorry, yellow lorry. I can actually only say it at that speed. Yeah. Red lorry, yellow lorry. Red. No, it's gone. It's gone.
This is the one with gimpy Robo-Men.
And dolly mixtures and one really good explosion.
And one genuinely attractive actor. No, it didn't work. Only one. Let's start again.
Okay. It's the, I have fiddled with children smile.
This has got to be that's not got to be a theme for this podcast.
Imagine if an why can I not speak? This is the one with gimpy Robo-Men.
And one really good explosion. And a packet of dolly mixture.
And only one genuinely attractive actor.
All framed.
All right.
Like, wait, hang on.
Should we write it? Let's write it.
I think we got it. All framed in the beautiful countryside of Bedfordshire. Ian and Barbara in prehistoric era. Vicky and Rome. Stephen in the Middle Age. In the Middle Ages. Freudian slip there. Sorry, Stephen.
Hang on, I'm going to turn this on airplane mode because I'm just getting... It's vibrating all the time.
I'm so popular.
Oh, my God.
I'm Leon.
Oh, my God. It's so tough to be me.
Oh,
it's never easy when it's difficult.
People send me nudes.
Not that many people. Not as many people as I'd like. People, you should send me more nudes.
Hashtag.
All right, putting that on a t-shirt. Okay, where were we? Until the next time... Until the next time I invade your earballs, have a fantastic time. Until the next occasion when I... Until the next time I invade your earballs, have a fantastic day. Rock on, BX, right on... Ugh.
I'm going to get another beer as well.
Sorry.
That's fine. I'll make a quick dash for the kitchen.
Hey, Leon editing. How you doing? You're getting a beer right now, but you're also listening to me. Think about that.
Are you speaking to Future Pumpkin?
I am.
So now they just Clint Eastwood the hell out of there. So now they just Clint Eastwood the hell out of there. The hell out of there. So now they Clint Eastwood. So now they hit. Oh, God damn Jesus. So now they Clint Eastwood the hell out of there.
Good evening. Welcome to our recording of New Who episode N022, The Impossible Planet. I am Drew. I have Leonidas. And Nick Ulele with me.
What up? Yes. You start so strong and then you went tentative.
I like that. I think that's fine.
Shazam, Future Punkin here with a listener mini. This one comes from guess what?
Fuck.
Guess who? Shit. Guess whom? SGamer82. That's right. Steve Meister is back in town.
We begin with a scene setting where this orphaned boy is taken into the headmaster's office at a high school and basically eaten, which sets up that the headmaster is evil.
Wait, hang on. It's not a boy, it's a girl.
Sorry, it's a girl. I'm thinking of the boy from later.
That's okay.
Can I try that one again?
If you want to.
Yeah. She's also called Nina, so I've got no
It is the War Machines, and it's going to be hosted by yours truly, that's me, and for people who are not familiar with that idiom, and this is the one with 18th century France.
And a horse on a spaceship, and clockwork automaton, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and wait, hang on, those two, did they get married?
Yes.
Yes, they did.
And they were married while doing the episode.
Oh, wow.
So they were married from 2005 to 2007, so it's 2006.
That's a Hollywood marriage.
Yeah. Wow. Well, no, it's lasted for 2 years, so it's at least...
It's three Hollywood marriages.
It's at least 48 Kardashians.
Cut to... shitballs. All right. If you are a particular fan of Cybermen, check out our audiobook review of Human Resources.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Great.
It was a classic Cybermen.
Sounds great. So
that was very sincere.
Oh,
sounds great. No, sounds great.
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds great. Whatever. I just want to get out of it. We have some listener minis too, but before we go into the listener mini land, here's a little mini review by JD. Thanks, JD. I wholeheartedly agree with you. Apparently there's scripture that tells this crazy story that's actually not that dissimilar from the backstory of Star Trek Swing Shift Part 2. I'll cut that bit.
For the benefit of
everyone in the
everyone
world.
Not everywhere. In this room.
And within it.
Anyway, moving on. So we're on N18 of New Who. How many does that make us overall?
What, of all of Who Back When?
All of Who Back When.
Oh, Jesus balls. I don't know. Yeah, 76 maybe?
Which means the centenary must be fast approaching.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, we have some plans.
Oh,
but
we're
not going to share them with you just yet. But we've got some plans for the...
They're really well thought out
number 100.
And comprehensive plans. So once they're even more comprehensive than they already are.
Yeah, there's a spreadsheet.
Yeah, we'll share
well, there will be. I'm lying.
Here we go!
Bing bong bong, bing bong bing bong, bing bong bong, bing bong bong, hey, fantastic. Check this out, because this is, it's not a first in Doctor, it's not a first in Who Back When, it is a second, but it's a first, fuck it, it is a first in Doctor Who, fuck! It's a first in Who Back When, blooper reel.
You think so?
I think this is a genuine
plot. It did not bother me at all, not one iota.
I think the captain knows her better than you do over long years of, you know...
You know what? I'm going to say this. Here's the soundbite. I will find the soundbite. Sure. Here is the soundbite that I'm thinking of. There you go, approved it.
Oh, yeah, you're right, Leon. Yeah. You're right.
I'm going to find it. I'm going to pop it right there.
Sure, I rescind everything I said earlier.
Good.
I wish you could soundbite my whole life.
let's discuss these ood.
Why do they put you in such a mood? They only want to
get
food.
Yeah, it's slavery, but isn't it kind of rude?
Not if it's good.
Listen up, dude.
I'm done.
Okay.
I'm out. You win.
Right.
All my thoughts are lewd. Yeah. Okay. all right.
They could be misconstrued.
Yeah.
Sublamo! Did you enjoy the show? Then please do what the cosmos compels you to and spread the gospel of who back when. Tell your friends. Don't have any friends? No problemo. Tell some strangers. Like us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/whobackwhen. All in one word. Are you on Google Plus? Then find us on Google Plus. That's plus who back when. And when you do, tell us why you're on Google Plus. Who back when just got its very own Twitter account. No lie. So give us a follow. You guessed it. That's @whobackwhen. All in one word. Check us out on SoundCloud, vote us up on Reddit, listen to us on Stitcher, and head on over to our website, whobackwhen.com, where you can leave a comment, submit a review of your own, and peruse our visual index of aliens, monsters, and more, which increases in kablamos with every episode. And lastly, give us a rating and review on iTunes. Not only would it make us super chuffed, and it really, really would, but as thanks, we will transmigrate your iTunes nom de plume into the credit list of trailers for fake Doctor Who audiobooks produced by Who Back When. Have a poke around our bonus episodes to make more sense of that. That's it. Rock on and be rad and excellent to each other. Catch your earballs in our next Classic Who Review, New Who Review, or, still funny, Audio Who Review. Cha-chow.
Who back when?